This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Overcast, a better podcast app than whatever you're using right now, unless it's Overcast. Get Overcast for free on the App Store.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Dear listeners, through our time together in these recordings of Heart Life's glorious history, we have seen errant policies evade harm time and time again, not through skill nor any objective value of merit, but by sheer luck. It was luck that allowed young Andrew Snidge to find a new host for his fledgling thoughts. Luck that Elizabeth Rourke's body was found by the one person capable of restoring her to this perverted semblance of life. Luck that Dr. Emily Caligari managed to circumvent the company's authority for so long with no consequence and no repercussion. But nothing lasts forever. Luck invariably runs out. And when it does, when justice inevitably catches up with those free-thinking radicals who would flout the stability and protection of the Heart Life Corporation, one fate awaits them all.
Anything?
Not yet.
Anybody else? Elizabeth, West?
Nothing over here.
I thought you said the map was in here.
I said forms and files was its most logical location. Whether or not it's actually here is an entirely different story.
I think I found something.
Come on.
Don't worry, Andrew. We'll get you out of there.
Oh, Manny. Apricots.
At least it was one of the smaller stacks this time. Why on earth would Forms and Files stack every document into 20-foot tall columns?
Cassie used to say there was a system, and then she'd change the subject for some reason. Oh! Dr. Caligari, here. Is this what you were looking for?
Morrow?
I haven't seen this in centuries.
Property of the Knighted Stats. I've never heard of that department. Are they actuaries?
No, it's from the Troubles. Pre-Heart Life. Let's see. It would need a stable geography, so not along the coastline. And as far north as they could make it. Not to mention... Oh my god, what is that noise?
Huh? Oh, that?
Yes. That!
Don't know. Started about an hour ago. Why don't I go check that out?
Why don't you?
You know, Emily, if you're interested in cartography, I've made dozens of maps in my travels, up to date with the newest volcanoes, chasms, and patches of unexplained anti-gravity.
No! Thank you. But I'm looking for something old, something that must have existed...
Like...
A doomsday vault.
Oh!
Excuse me?
It's not what it sounds like.
Really? Because it sounds...
Wondrous, delightful, my every dream come true.
Like the last place Herbert should be.
It's a storage facility, Elizabeth. A place where the ancients would have put seeds, tissue samples, genetic material. Everything people like us might need to recreate a sustainable society.
Got it. 300 miles northwest of here. It shouldn't take more than a week or two to...
Emily, that wouldn't happen to be the Castle Rock biorepository, would it?
Yes, how did you... Oh, no. No.
How much science did you do?
Hardly any at all. Just... Any fruit we grow may have a little extra kick to it. And bite. But once you remove the venom glands, they're really quite nutritious.
Dr. Caligari?
What?
I think you need to hear this.
This better be important.
Oh, D. dear. Is that...
Chamberlain. You there. What's going on?
It's Street Safe. They started playing the countdown about an hour ago. We're moving everyone to the 15th floor barricade to hold them out.
That idiot. Snidge, radio.
Oh, you mean my talking walkie?
I'm not calling it that. Radio. Now. Valentine, you self-righteous moron. Call off your pet psychopath, or I swear I will vent flesh-eating bacteria onto what's left of your people.
This isn't me, Doctor.
What do you mean this isn't you?
I mean there's no attack coming. Frankly, we're as in the dark about this as you are.
Oh, please. Chamberlain's a dog on a leash. Your leash. He doesn't breathe without official say-so. Unless...
Look, Doctor, I know you've got no trust.
Valentine, shut up. How long has it been since you last heard from the directors?
I don't have to tell you.
Rule 557, Valentine.
I'll get back to you.
What's Rule 557?
In the event that an agent of murder doesn't receive an official order for more than 2 weeks, they are to reestablish the channels of communication with the directors.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
They are permitted to use their own discretion as to how.
Oh, that's bad.
Valentine? Valentine?
Yes, you are right. It's been about 2 weeks since our last communique.
Damn it.
Doctor?
Ready or not, here I come.
There aren't any kids on the barricade.
He's in the atrium.
There are 700 people in the atrium.
Not anymore.
Agent Chamberlain, this is Executor Valentine. You are ordered to stand down immediately.
Of course, Executor. Just give me a director's authorization code, and I'd be more than happy to stop.
Chamberlain, I said stand down!
No code. Pity.
Quickly! We need to get down there now! No.
He wouldn't.
Hush, little baby.
Enough.
Don't say a word.
Chamberlain?
Doctor, how good of you to call.
If you're sick of playing solitaire, how about a real game?
What did you have in mind?
I'll be back where all this began. Come and get me.
Emily, what are you doing?
Are you out of your mind? Chamberlain is...
A monster, yes. But as long as he's chasing me, he's not killing the rest of the city. Snidge, sword cane.
Here we go, Dr. C.
So, Emily, what's the plan?
I don't have one.
But you always have a plan. It's kind of your thing.
You want a plan? Here. I distract Chamberlain. You stop Chamberlain. We try not to die in the process.
No offense, but that's a really awful plan.
Well, it's what we've got, so...
But...
Snidge! You have the brain of a maniacal trap master. Moro's a genius, and West is... West. Figure something out. Elizabeth, I hate to ask anything, but...
I'm in.
Are you sure? This is pretty much suicide.
He shot me. He shot Andrew. He kidnapped Nathan. Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm coming too.
Ha! Huh. You definitely aren't up to fighting Chamberlain.
Well then, I'm another distraction. So long as he's not killing kids. Now are we talking or are we moving?
Fine. Let's go. Welcome to my old lab. Try not to touch anything.
Ow! Crap!
Why do I even bother?
Lights are dead. Don't suppose you have anything we could use to see.
You there. 3 steps to your right, 10 steps forward, there's a desk. Second drawer from the bottom.
10 steps forward. forward. Second drawer. Got it!
Pull out one of the tubes inside and crack it.
Huh. That is better.
Grab a few. We'll need them.
I take it that door is the only way in or out.
Correct.
When he comes in, you two stay back and let me handle him.
Will do. What did I say about touching things?
Don't you have any sciency weapons in here? Lasers? Acids?
I took all of that with me a long time ago. The only things left up here are the Bunsen burners, the holographic display, and a genome sequencer. And while I'm sure the DNA of a raging psychopath is fascinating, I don't really think that's going to be much use.
All right. Lead pipe it is. What now?
Stay out of sight and wait.
What did you mean earlier? Back where this all began.
Here. Look familiar?
The containment tube.
A containment tube. This is where I created the bioregenerative matrix. Over there is where I flushed it into the waste fields, and your head is where it ended up. You, me, West, Chamberlain, hell, even Neil Henderson. All of it began right here.
Do you guys hear that?
Hear what?
Listen. Hear it?
It's just your nerves.
No, he's right. I hear it too.
It's kind of a... It's a weird sort of whirring sound. Kind of like a...
Tape recorder. Damn.
Please. Don't let me interrupt.
Get down!
What? Oh, shit!
He lasted longer than I thought.
Move!
How about this, Doctor? Such a pleasant trip down memory lane.
All right. We need to make sure he's out of bullets before we make our move.
Screw that!
Elizabeth! No!
Oh, George!
Mrs. Rourke. What a pleasant surprise.
This is for Nathan. And for Andrew. And for every single person you've ever hurt, including me. You can't just shoot me in the chest and leave me for dead this time, George. I'm sorry, what was that?
Just needed a hole big enough to find your spine.
What?
You may be undead, but you still need a spine to move. Or maybe not. You are just full of surprises.
Come on. No. Oh, no.
Tell me, Mrs. Rourke, can that doctor of yours put your head back together, too? Shall we find out?
I thought I was your favorite, George. I'm hurt. Really hurt.
Don't worry, Emily. I could never forget about you. I just thought it would be a shame if you had brought a sword all this way and didn't get to use it.
Damn it! Why won't you die?
It's really an interesting story. Stick around. I'll tell you the whole thing. But first, Mrs. Rourke, I do hate loose ends.
Oh, how splendid! It still works!
West!
Friends of yours, Doctor? Please, join us. There's always room for more.
Oh, hello, George! I wouldn't bother with that. Satisfied?
You're not actually here.
Afraid not. This is a hologram, you see.
If you're not here, you can't actually stop me.
No, but... George,
I'm going to give you a choice. There are other cities, other people, a whole wide world out there to murder. You can have it all if you leave right now.
Let me think on it.
Unfortunate. Oh well, it's a good thing Andrew's gotten better with the air ducts.
What?
Flashbang!
Snidge?
Come on, Doctor, let's get you out of here!
Quickly, Andrew. Morrow's sealing the room.
Herbert!
Elizabeth! My dear, we have got to stop meeting like this.
Very funny.
West!
Time to go! Yeah! Hit it, Monty! Activating lockdown! Well, that went well. Good work, Andrew.
Snidge? You...
Schematics for your lab were in the files and forms, the holographic display, the quarantine protocols. It was just a matter of keeping him distracted long enough to find the controls.
To be honest, I thought that big fella would have been more useful.
Here, Emily, let me look at your leg.
Are we sure this metal box is going to hold?
It'd take a lot more than this puny gun to get through this, according to plans.
Emily, this may hurt.
Just do it, old man.
Go! Mm.
Can you stand?
Stand, yes. Walk?
Oh!
No. What now? Morrow, help me up. What do you want, George?
Let me out of here, Doctor.
I don't think so, George. I like you in there. I think you'll stay. You can think about what you've done.
This isn't how the game ends.
Oh, really?
It ends when one of us is gone.
You don't get to decide that anymore.
Don't I? I know something you don't know.
I'm sick of talking to you, George. Snidge, where are the environmental controls? I want to suck the air out of this room.
Air?
Boom.
Gas. Emily, get down!
Oh, idiot! The gas jets for the Bunsen burners. Of course. Everyone okay?
I'm here.
Oh.
Bully.
Thank you, Morrow. Morrow? West?
I need a minute.
Montgomery's down.
No.
Dr. West? Your arm!
Oh, I'll reattach it later. Monty!
He's breathing, but...
Severe lacerations to the torso and throat. Punctured lung. Nothing that can't be replaced.
West, his head.
Just some minor fracturing of the maxilla. Zygomatic. Sphenoid. Temporal and parietal bones.
Massive cranial bleeding. Severe trauma to the cerebral cortex.
He still has a pulse.
You can't fix this!
Don't tell me what I can't do!
Andrew, if you would, help me with the... Help me with Monty.
Sure. Sure thing, Dr. West.
Emily, Elizabeth, we'll be back for you once Monty is comfortable.
Elizabeth?
Yeah?
Are there any pipes or... boards over by you? Something I could use as a crutch?
My nose is pressed against the outside of the sword cane.
That'll do. Better. Here.
Thanks. Where are you going?
I have to know if this is over.
He probably burned up in the explosion.
Probably.
I doubt even I could have survived being in the center of that.
Doubtful. There, what's that?
Emily? What is it? What did you find?
Huh. Nothing. It's nothing.
And so one more of Heart Life's defenses falls. Woe to the policies that once knew peace and prosperity within her confines, for if even her mightiest champions can be cast aside, what hope is there? How can justice and order exist without M-U-R-D-E-R? We will try and discover the answers together, dear listener, as the story of our fair city continues.
Loyal Policies. This is HeartLife NFP executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. We'll be going on our mid-season break over the month of January, but we'll still have bi-weekly releases. Coming up next, blooper reels for the first half of Season 8. We'd also like to take a moment to give a shout-out to one of our manager-level Patreon backers, James Battle. James, in recognition of your contributions to the HeartLife Corporation, please be advised that all nutriment doled out to you over the next fiscal cycle will be blueberry, which the actuaries have determined will be your favorite. Enjoy, Loyal Policy. You've earned it. If you want to join James and get your favorite flavor of nutriment, along with Our Fair City ringtones, special bonus content, and more, become a backer for as little as $1 a month at patreon.com/heartlifenfp. Thank you all so much for your support. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.